This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Those guys mold you as a coach and make you what you are.
Mm-hmm. Coach, listen, you got a good one in Mike Econom. Take care of him for us. And former Memphis staffer. No, you just hired him as a multimedia specialist. He's going to serve you and that staff pretty well, brother.
No, he is absolutely awesome. We feel really fortunate to have Mike here.
Listen, maybe one day we get you down the road, a little home and home, Penny and Musselman, Nevada, Memphis maybe. I won't ask you to commit today, but we'll put the bug in your ear if you don't mind.
Put the bug in Penny's ear.
I'd love it. We got that side. We'll do. Coach, thank you for this.
Absolutely.
Thanks for letting us pick your brain, brother. Thank you for the time.
No, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Jason. John, thanks so much for having me.
Great stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach.
Eric Musselman, Nevada head coach. Good stuff, man. He's been around a long time. I don't even think he's 50 yet. He's had a hell of a
People
career.
Forget that he's been an NBA head coach.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
With the Kings and the Warriors.
I think you didn't see him taking off his shirt when he's with the Kings and the Warriors.
No,
so
you
didn't. Taking it off of the Sweet 16.
Yeah, exactly.
You just get the feeling it's, you know, you're involved with young people and kids and
exactly.
You're involved in their development and all that stuff. Like, it's maybe more fulfilling for him. Maybe
Indeed.
Certainly more fun.
Indeed.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And Howie, can people really buy diamonds online?
Of course they can, but I'm here to tell you, it is really tough. Diamonds are like snowflakes, and no two diamonds are alike. Some diamonds have the same exact lab grade, but what you're going to find out when you see them is that one is going to sparkle more than the other depending on how it's cut and where the inclusions are located. Only 5 to 10% of the diamonds I see on a yearly basis make it into a Robert Irwin Jewelers store because I want to show bigger and brighter diamonds for you. Come see what I'm talking about. 4 convenient locations, Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Summer will be gone fast, but IKEA's last chance offers will be gone even faster. Huge savings in-store only, like $200 off Landscrover brown leather sofas and over $200 off matching love seats. Plus, save $99 on Tomas white entertainment units and get $60 off Airco black armchairs. All that and many other offers in-store. So hurry into IKEA, because these last chance offers won't last long. Offers valid in U.S. stores only starting on July 8th while supplies last. Exclusions may apply. See IKEA.com for details. All textiles imported. Some products require assembly.
Biggest bridal sale of the year going on right now during Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements. With every purchase of $1,500 or more, get a free weekend getaway for two. And if it rains on your wedding day, your purchase could be free. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers today for convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Are you up for the challenge? Then come to FedEx Forum on Saturday, July 28th and help AARP Foundation and local volunteers pack 500,000 meals for struggling seniors in Memphis. They could really use your help. Sign up today at mealpackchallenge.org. Participating students will be eligible for service hours. The Meal Pack Challenge is made possible by the AARP credit card from Chase and brought to you by AARP Foundation. It's amazing the difference a meal can make. Sign up at mealpackchallenge.org.
Memphis is known for many things, barbecue being one of them. But did you know Memphis has twice as many wing joints as barbecue places? And the number one ranked wing spot is the Wing Guru. We do two things better than everyone else. First, we have award-winning and unique sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Memphis Dry Heat, Lemon Pepper Hot, Honey Zing, the 901, and our newest flavor, Nashville Hot. Second, we cook our wings in premium peanut oil, which means your wings actually taste like chicken and not the fried pickles that were done right before your order. The Wing Guru is proud to be the official wing partner of the Memphis Tigers, where our founder, the Wing Guru himself, Billy Richmond, played for the Tigers. We're also proud to announce we'll be inside the FedEx Forum next season for all Tiger and Grizzly games, serving the best wings in the city. Until then, visit one of our two locations at Mount Moriah and Stage Road in Bartlett. Visit thewingguru.com or call ahead with your to-go order. This message is approved by the Wing Guru.
You guys realize it's been 10 long years since we've had championship boxing here in Memphis, Tennessee at FedEx Forum. Well, it's coming back. It's coming back on Saturday, July 21st, as a matter of fact. And the name of that thing is called the Big Payback. It seems fitting. It's a 10-fight extravaganza presented by Memphis native Lank the King, and Lank Promotions is in association with Affiliation Management. And of course, what's a night with of championship boxing without Floyd Money Mayweather? He's going to be in attendance as well as some of his money team fighters. Again, July 21st at FedEx Forum. The main event will be Hall of Famer DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley taking on former WBA lightweight champion Vivian Harris, 12-round rematch for the ABF world title. Mayweather's also going to be hosting the fight after party. That's going to be at the Cook Convention Center. And as the young folks say, we know it will be lit. He'll have his fighters on hand as well that night. Jarvis Holyfield, Lanell K.O. Bellows, as well as five-time female world title holder Ava Knight, who we have got to get on the show. I've told John that. We're going to do our best to get that done. It's the big payback. Get your tickets now at FedEx Forum, at the FedEx Forum box office, Ticketmaster.com, and LankTheKing.com for more information on that after party. For tickets to that, VIP booths with Floyd, all that good stuff, visit LankTheKing.com or call Lank Entertainment at 901-779-0389. Again, that number is 779-0389. We're back in the fight game, Memphis. Let's go.
It all starts with just one thing. As the weather heats up, bottled water consumption increases. Make the switch to refillable water bottles and filtered tap water as an alternative. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
All right, summer of 1,000 engagements is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the only place that I will ever shop for jewelry because every time I've been in there, I have been so pleased. More importantly, my wife has been so pleased.
That's important.
Absolutely. And right now, you're going to get the best discounts until the end of July, and that means 20 to 40% off all engagement rings, 12 months with deferred interest or up to 60 months to pay. You spend $1,500 or more, and you get a free mini vacation. And you can register to win a four-night cruise.
What else do you want Howie to do?
I know, man.
Because he's taking care of you. He's not just putting that beautiful jewelry on you. He's giving you these four-night cruises. Man, he's got all these deals. Again, spend $1,500, as John said, get a free mini vacation. They've also got that 365-day return policy on your made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring. It's the summer of 1,000 engagement events at rijewelers.com or on Facebook at RI Jewelers. For a bigger and brighter diamond, check out Robert Irwin Jewelers. Four locally owned locations. You guys know them, Bartlett, South Haven, Wolf Chase Mall, and Perkins Extended. You can follow them on Facebook, follow them on the gram, or if you have a question, the great thing is you can tweet it to Howie directly on Twitter at AskHowieK or at RI Jewelers. Go do it. Howie's going to take care of you.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station. Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So earlier we had Thad Young in studio, and it was so good, we felt like you needed to hear it again. So in case you missed it, this is a, you know, a long stroll down the career
definitive
of Thad Young,
like
one of the best Memphians to ever play professional basketball from Memphis. Here you go.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN, and as promised, we have got a baller in the building. And don't just have that baller, we've got his entire family. His name is Thaddeus Young. You guys remember him, former Mitchell High, Georgia Tech star, NBA veteran, Indiana Pacers forward. He is in studio, brother, and what a treat. That is Young Man. How are you?
Doing fine. Just enjoying this summer with the family, just working out, training, just trying to continue to keep myself in shape and get ready for this upcoming year.
It is always good to see you back home. Do you look forward to getting back here and back with the family and all that stuff and getting because you once you're here for the summer, aren't you?
Well, this summer's been pretty busy. I've been back and forth, in and out of town, handling a lot of business and stuff. I'm, starting to dabble into this, this tech industry and this startup industry a little bit. So,
tech industry.
Yeah. So I've been trying to, you know, get ready for, you know, life after basketball.
Is it like cryptocurrency? Is that what you're getting into?
Bro, I actually don't really like to do cryptocurrency. It's,
okay.
It's not a governing system for it yet. So I haven't really got into that, but, you know, these tech startups starting to really get into the esports platforms now
because
that's what's really getting big. You know, my son, he wakes up early in the morning, plays Fortnite, and
we were just talking about this yesterday.
Yes.
And he's really into it. So you know, that's when the kids are into it. You know, that's a huge platform, and I'm really starting to dabble into a lot of different stuff. You know, I've been spreading it out amongst marketplaces and
smart man,
and doing different things. So you know, it's a good thing to get into. You know, because it's a hit or miss industry, but you know, if you do hit. You know, you can really hit. I just seen a screenshot from one of my friends. He made a $25,000 investment into PillPack, which was just acquired by Amazon, and he made $2 million off that in 4 years.
Wow!
So, yeah, it's a lot of different things that you can get into with this tech industry, man. And if one hits, it's gonna be crazy.
And does it open doors like when you're an NBA player?
Yeah, definitely. I mean. You know, they're sitting courtside at games, and you know, the best thing to do is just, you know, mingle, have fun, and talk to the kids, and then, you know, later on, you know, it can turn into some type of business investment or some type of business relationship, and that's what I've been doing, you know, for the past 11, 12 years, so just trying to mingle and, you know, get into these different realms of life and, you know, being able to, you know, go from, you know, talking to, you know, the upper class to the middle class to the lower class,
yep.
So, I'm you know, one of the guys who started, you know, from the struggle and, you know, has, you know, previously, or I mean, continuously made it to the top and has been successful. But, you know, I still want to be able to walk all realms of life.
That's why we love you, man. I think we knew that about you early on, that whatever he did, you know, whether it was basketball, we knew it was going to be a big time basketball career. But that, dude, John, this guy was like taking engineering AP like in the ninth grade. I mean, like he did.
So esports is a natural like realm for you to get into.
It feels like it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's more along the you know, the video game platforms and how they're doing it. You know, with betting being legalized and stuff like that. So
yep.
You know, it's just something that everybody needs to start really trying to look towards and get into, especially guys with, you know, a little bit of bread that's behind.
Just
them.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
You realize that this season, you just completed your 11th season, if I'm not mistaken. You passed, I believe, Penny Hardaway, Bobby Bingo Smith out of Melrose, who played with the Cavs. I think he's got his number retired with the Cavs. You passed them in career points. Bennett, man, you got a round of applause or something, something we can make this official. This man is the all-time leading NBA scorer out of Memphis, Tennessee.
That is awesome.
How about that, Thad? You did it this year, brother. You didn't just, I mean, it rebounds, points. You're the best to ever come out of here, it feels like, brother. Listen.
I mean, you know, it's a good list of players that's came out of Memphis.
It is.
Yeah, I love Memphis to death. And, you know, I've just been very successful and blessed to have a long career and been able to play. You know, those guys that you just named, you know, Penny, Bingo, you know, those guys were some bad boys, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done a really good job of continuing to, you know, just prospering. You know, we all know what Penny's doing at Memphis, what he did at East. You know, I wish him the best of luck, you know, with, you know, his the things that he's doing. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm just going out there just having fun.
Longevity and durability,
and
man.
Just enjoying basketball and just trying to stay healthy each and every year.
Straighten this out for me. You were born in New Orleans, but you're raised in Memphis, so you are Memphian. You claim Memphis.
I claim both.
Okay,
because a lot of my family is still in New Orleans. You know, but you know, I was Memphis is the place where, you know, I went through the struggles and
absolutely,
you know, went through the tough times and you know, I grew up here.
Here's
you
the
know,
one thing.
Everybody, you know, my family's here, so with my mom, my dad.
Yeah, you were raised here.
Before my mom passed. You know, my wife's family is here. You know, we all, my cousins, my aunts, so you know, a lot of people are here.
Well, see, here's my thing on the list. Like Lou this year, like, scored 1,800 points. So he went up to, like, 11,800 would have passed. But, see, Lou doesn't claim us, so we don't claim Lou. So you go right there, right? How does that, I think, because he moved off in, like, the 6th or 7th grade and was raised, right, Gwinnett and all that,
yeah,
Atlanta.
He's like Atlanta.
I'm not counting him, Thad. I got you.
Well,
I'm not counting him as Memphis, as true Memphis.
But he can reserve the right to claim both, I guess, you know?
But I don't think he does. I know he's got family here, though.
So this is actually been a conversation.
Seriously, I'm glad, because we need to straighten it out.
His cousin, his nephew, Juwan.
Juwan
has been working out at our gym. So
played at Marquette.
Yeah.
Juwan Johnson?
Marquette.
Yeah, he's been working out at our gym. So he FaceTimed Lou 2 days ago. And Lou said, "Hey, I'm a top five." He said, "I'm a top five player that came out of Memphis." I said, "Man, you wasn't here long enough."
No,
exactly.
I said, you weren't here long enough. He was, I was like, so how you going to consider?
No,
I said,
high school points.
I said, you are a Georgian. You are from exactly. Atlanta, Georgia. He was like, you know.
It's true.
So he's still claiming Memphis a little
man,
bit.
Man, I don't like it, though. I don't like it, though. Listen, so in honor of that, man, I want to give you something very special. Memphis is all-time leading scorer in the NBA. This is something out of my man cave. Now, I'm not sure. It means a lot to me, Thad. I'm not sure.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, brother. I mean, because it means something to me. I wanted to give you something special. Memphis is all.
I mean, I'll take it. But what I'll do is I'll put a Saints sign up. I'm a Saints fan. Well, I'm a Saints fan.
You do claim New Orleans, so I guess. But you will accept at least on behalf of the. On behalf of myself.
I will accept it because it's from you.
Man, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it, brother. Listen, after this, let's talk about your money a little bit. After this season, if I've calculated this correctly, you will have earned that. And see, this is like, you can look this up, so I don't think I'm out of school here. You will have earned, sir, almost $97 million. You opted in to the final year of your four-year contract, I believe, with Indiana. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to get another one. Trying to get another big bag.
Brother, you're only 30.
Yeah,
you just turned 30. You look good, so we expect another one.
Yeah, I mean, I expect another one, too. I expected one this year, but, you know, they didn't give it to me. So I got to go prove my love for this game once again.
I saw that on Twitter. Looked like the fans tried to give you a little grief for a minute because somebody had tweeted, happy birthday, Thad. Let's give this guy a contract.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, this right here.
Yeah,
I said what she said.
That's exactly.
And then a couple of them tried to say, don't do this publicly. You were talking about years, though. That's logic.
I like Indiana. I like what we're building.
Absolutely.
There. You know, I like the team. I like the structure. I like the model. Obviously, I was one of the leaders on the team. It kind of helped mold, you know, our new culture with Paul George leaving. And, it's just one of those situations where, they made a decision whether, to go on and pay me or just try to feel things out.
Right.
Right now, we're in that situation where, they wanted the cap space to be able to do some things, and they're going to have a lot of cap space next year.
Yep.
With all us having a lot of expiring contracts.
And, right.
But they have a lot of young assets, and I think that's one of the biggest things. They want to see how these young assets are going to do, mm-hmm. which is, a smart move by, a GM and president of an up-and-coming team,
yep.
A team that that was considered to overachieve last year. And, I'm not mad with them or anything like that, these type of things happen in the business of basketball. And, like I said, I know what I have to do. And I texted them that and told them, at the end of the day, I'm not upset that I didn't get an extension. I wanted one. But,
yep.
It happens. At the end of the day, it's a business. And I understand the business. And I'm a warrior. I'm a soldier. I know what I got to go out there and do. And, I look at it as, warriors always prevail when they continue to work
Absolutely.
Each and every day.
Talking to Indiana Pacers forward, Memphian, Thaddeus Young, what do you think of the additions? We know Tyreke Evans well.
I
think McDermott as well. What do you think of the additions? That's some pop off the bench, I figure.
Yeah, I mean, I think, that was one of the true aspects that we really needed. We really needed, a better – well, not saying that we didn't have a good bench. We had a really good bench last year. And I think, those two additions three additions because we got Kyle Quinn, too.
That's right.
I think we really did a good job of going out there and finding guys. We needed another shooter. We needed another scorer off the mm-hmm. bench and playmaker, which is Tyreke. And, we got Kyle Quinn. He can battle in the paint. He can make some mid-range jumpers. And he can provide a little leadership also with that second unit. So I think that's one of the biggest things. We lost Big Al. We know he's the right-hand jump hook is crazy with him. that was my big fella. He actually called me first and let me know that he wasn't going to be back.
That's vet respecting vet.
And I was very, very upset about that. But, I understand. Like I said, we both understand the business. We know how it is.
You're like the old man now.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was like, man, I think I got everybody except Tyreke by like 4 years. But it's crazy. But the good thing is, like, I'm still young, only 30 years old, and I still have a long time to play.
What's that feeling now for you guys? LeBron finally left the East, right? You guys went 7 games with him. Could have easily gone the other way. I mean, you got to feel like
it makes things easier.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to feel like there's an opportunity, there's an opening there for you guys.
I mean, we felt last year there was always an opening. If we didn't feel it was open, we could have just laid down and went down 4-0 in that series. But we took it upon ourselves to go out there and play as best as possible. I mean, I think there was a stat, in that series, we lost 4 quarters.
That's all.
We lost
the entire series. Well, I think y'all outscored the Cavs, right,
for
the series.
And we lost the series. Yeah. And just the look on everybody's face when we walked into that locker room, I knew that we had something special.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was down. Everybody was upset. Because
that had been a mission, right? Y'all had been swept by them the year before.
Yeah.
This time,
it was definitely a mission, to go out there and try to take those guys out. LeBron is a monster within itself, we still could have beat him. We really killed ourselves in that series. And really,
brother, you got the steal at the end. Your part.
Yeah, we really killed ourselves in that series and took ourselves out of certain games in that series. If we would have took care of business, I think what it was, game 5 or something like that. If we took care of business game 5, we could have came back home and ended a game 6 or something like that.
Do you replay moments, or are you able to put that behind, or does that, like, do you replay it in your mind a ton?
I mean, every time you take a loss, you try to replay those games, or you go back and watch film and see what you could have did better. With us, we knew exactly what happened. We knew we killed ourselves, shot ourselves in the foot, and we knew that coming back next year, it was going to be even tougher.
Mm-hmm.
And we all focused and locked in, and everybody's working hard this summer. Like, guys have been in the gym all summer long. The young guys have been getting in there. I think we had some of the young guys come in a little earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
We've been conversating with coach and
that's what veteran teams
do. Talking to different guys, and then when we got the new guys, we all welcomed them in to our little brotherhood within the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And with a text message, just letting them know that we got their back and that they're a part of the family now.
Why has it been so important? You come back, you're doing the free camp this week down in Mitchell, something you do every single year. You come back and do that. You do the Susan G. Coleman thing every year, in honor and in tribute to your mother. Why has that been so important to you? Guys don't have to do free camps. Guys don't have to do it every year. You've continued to come back and give back.
The camp situation, that was where it all started for me.
For you?
Shelby Metro was the first basketball camp I ever went to, and then in the Lorenzen Wright camp.
Yep.
Those were the first two camps I ever went to, and Shelby
Mr.
Metro.
Peace, Lorenzen.
Yes, sir. Shelby Metro and Coach Johnson.
Harry Johnson.
Yeah, he used to be the coach there. And, when they called and asked me would I like to have my own camp within the Shelby Metro system, I was, ecstatic, because I had been doing it on my own already. But, just to be with those guys and to be a part of, the Shelby Metro process that's been around for 25, 30 years, I was just very, very ecstatic. It wasn't a fact of, I know I was going to have a lot of campers or anything like that. It was more of, the respect that I had from those guys, all those old coaches and all those old, people that work in the school system, from them to, remember me and want to bring me in. That was huge. And I was very happy and ecstatic. Susan G. Coleman, obviously, my mother, she passed away from breast cancer.
Yes, sir.
And, I hold Susan G. Coleman, survivors and members, close and dear to my heart. I try to do something each and every year, with Susan G. Coleman, whether it's hosting some survivors at the game,
mm-hmm.
or even in Indiana, we're doing stuff with Susan G. Coleman. So
it's outstanding, man.
So it's definitely something that I hold close and dear to my heart, just because of the situation with my mom and other people, and even Coach Johnson. He died from cancer. So,
yeah.
So it's always going to be huge for me.
It's one of the reasons this city loves you. It's one of the reasons, too. Another one of those reasons, I think, man, and something I've always, when I'm talking to people about you, I've always pointed out, man, when you, and I know we've talked about this, when I see you on Twitter, now I'm following your wife, man, because basically you guys are always together.
Right.
You guys with your family. You got your two sons here. Mrs. Young is here in the building. You got your chef here. You don't go anywhere without your family. And so as a Memphian, you've always been that guy that, can point to and say, man, this is, look, he got all, he did the NBA life and he did it his way with the folks he loved, keeping that tight circle. And it seems like it's always, you've always got your family with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how I was raised.
No hanging out. There was never any.
Yeah. I was always taught to, just keep your family close and dear to you. And, because you know, you have a lot of people that just kind of hang on. And
I'm sure people want to get at you all the time.
I don't do the hanging on type. I'm not that type of guy. So you know,
can't, right? They'll suck you dry.
Yeah, it's either my family or with my best friend and my pops or something like that. But other than that, I try to keep it simple, calm, cool. I don't need an entourage. And another thing is I don't like people filling my head up with bull. Like I try to stay at a calm,
like
even
gassing
kid.
You up, you mean?
Yeah. I don't need all that. Like, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do. My mental capacity has always been great. And, I just want to continue to just be me.
Right.
Just continue to have fun, be me. And, and then sometimes, when you have so many people, and so many voices, it's like a crowded space.
Right.
And I don't like crowded spaces. I like to kind of be able to think and sit back and relax a little bit sometimes, too.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think your shoe collection could compete with mine?
For sure. For sure.
Come on, John.
I got some Cole Haans. I got a couple pennies. I got a couple pairs of pennies. And I got some Crazy 8s.
Crazy 8s? Mine. 10 times better.
And I got the new Project Rock
shoes. Brother, this man got rooms. His wife looking at you like you're stupid right now.
How many
you don't understand
do you,
it right
how
now.
How many rooms of shoes do you have?
What you would say, about 3, 4, maybe 5, something like that.
5?
Something like that. And then we have a lot of stuff in storage also. So, yeah, it's shoes everywhere.
Would you say shoes are your vice, maybe your weakness you're going to spend on shoes? Because I was going to tell you.
Most of them are free. So.
Exactly.
Most of them are free.
Let's get this straight. I am a Nike-sponsored athlete. So,
yes, sir.
So, most of them are free. I like to throw that in there sometimes.
So what's the proudest shoe you've got? Like, what are you most proud of? What pair?
I'll probably say this is the first shoe that I actually probably with my first one of my first NBA checks I bought. I went on eBay and they were a little overpriced, but I paid for it anyway. It was like $600.
Oh my god.
A cool gray Jordan 11s with a gum bottom. Okay. I wanted those so bad. When I was younger, so when I had a chance to actually get them, I made sure I got them, and I still have those to this day. I still have some shoes from when I was in high school. First LeBron, still got those, Kobe's, that was a player edition Kobe's and stuff like that.
Yep.
I have a lot of player exclusives in different colorways that a lot of people are not able to get. I got the Yeezys on my feet now, the Nike versions though. I don't own any Adidas shoes or anything like that.
Do you still have the old it was like a brown Chevy Impala that I used to see you and your wife, like when the Paradiso first told me and my wife on a date? I saw y'all in the car. Like, you kept it after you got paid for a little while.
I did keep it after I got paid.
When I
actually got drafted, somebody broke into it.
Damn.
I guess they figured out he got drafted, he don't need it no more. But
damn.
Yeah, we
kind of came up a little bit.
Yeah, I came up a little bit. I got a couple other cars now, a couple babies and stuff now. But
frugal. This man was frugal. Your friends don't call you cheap, do they? Like, you made a
ton. Yeah, they call me cheap all the time.
See, I thought I might get
Hurd always is like, man,
Norton Hurd.
Yeah, but he's cheap himself too. So
that's I already know.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but that's how you keep money though. Like, you don't spend it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You try not to. Sometimes you have to. Paid in order to get a little work done, but it'd be worth it in the end because it can make you 2-3 times your money.
You must be proud of what your program has done. Hurd obviously coaching it, kind of been the program director. Your father's involved.
Yeah.
You guys take guys, and you've done this year after year. Sure, you've had stars like Tyler Harris that have come in highly rated, but y'all have taken. I mean, there's guys on that team right now, Jaquan Walton, who's risen 50, 60 spots in the rankings. It seems like you identify guys, maybe not take the ones everyone wants. You take the ones you like, and you raise them up, and by the time you're done with them, they're better prospects. Legere Vick, Chris Chioza, I can go down the list.
Yeah. We try to go in the trenches and go get some dogs out of the trenches. And
it's every year after year.
And, the good thing is the kids that we get, they understand that they have to work to get where they are. And that's one of the biggest things. You know, with Tyler, you know, he wasn't always, you know.
You're right. He wasn't. He wasn't always there.
You know, and he just continued to work.
Especially at that size.
Yeah, he just continued to work. Lejero Vic continued to work. Jalen Fisher, just work.
Yep.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we wanted to put a product out on the court that can that wanted to work and that's gonna play hard. You know, we get guys that can be top 10 potential and top 20 potential, but
y'all find,
you know, we rather have guys that's, you know, just sitting outside of that top 100.
Yeah.
That we can help him
and mold them
and make them into something. And it's been great for us the past, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. And we've done a really good job of just, you know, training them and coaching them up and teaching them this is how things are done. And then some of them even work out with me in the summer. So, you know, they get a feel for how pro athlete schedules really is.
Yeah.
Like my schedule is like, you know, not this week, but even after campus up, I'm still going to work out, you know, after a long day with the campus. But, you know, I usually wake up 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, lift, get speed and agility working.
That's how you do it, huh?
You know, go right after that, get on the court, you know, and put some shots up, get some drill work in, and then I might come back at night and shoot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just continuous work day in, day out, but you got to trust the process. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, a lot of guys, they get tired of the process.
Right.
And I'm not a guy that's going to get tired of the process. That's why I said, you know, nothing's wrong with my mental capacity, because I can go in the gym and work out by myself. And some people need people in the gym with them.
You're not one of those guys.
I'm not one of those guys. I go in, you know, turn my Beats Pill on and just go to work. I'm always in the gym just crafting.
Yep.
I think that's the biggest thing. You got to perfect your craft. And I love perfecting my craft.
We are talking, of course, to Indiana Pacers forward Thaddeus Young. We got to get him out of here because he's got to get to his camp down at Mitchell High School. I did want to ask you this, though. You're big into poker. I can tell you. Man, I saw a picture of you playing with a bunch of old white folks. I couldn't tell. It looked like somewhere deep Indiana.
My chef
at a
likes
table.
Poker also.
Your chef likes poker.
Yeah,
also.
Likes poker also.
Who was this table of old white people? You looked like you at an old folks home playing poker.
Well, the season was over. I was in Indiana. You know, kids were still in school.
I got you.
You know, my wife, she actually knows how to. I taught her how to play, so she knows how to play a little bit. My chef was like, "Yeah, I got a little poker league. That I go to. It's a free league." So I was like, "Well, I'm not doing anything. Let's go out there." So I was like,
there.
"All right, cool." They set up at a little bowling alley or like a little restaurant type deal, and you can get some food and sit there and play poker and you know, talk sports and talk basketball. You know, a lot of them think they know what they're talking, you know, when they're talking sports.
You just laugh at them, I'm sure.
Well, I'm looking at them like, man, just look at the cards. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's all just fun and games.
Yeah.
It just helps me perfect that poker craft, because they're coming every week.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
You know, I probably showed up, 2-3 weeks, and the second time I actually came, I made it to the final table.
Oh man, you're legit.
I know how to play a little bit.
I heard Earl Barron is real good too. Like, he's played, and I don't know if you've ever
played. Earl is like
he's legit.
Yeah. He's going to actual Vegas tournaments. I'm not doing that.
Right.
No, I'm not yet. I'm not that big into it.
Okay.
I will eventually one day, you know. But right now, like I said, I'm.
Are you in the business game?
Yeah, right now, I'm trying to figure this whole tech industry out right now.
Man, I got my first one next Saturday. My first big poker man's night, $20 buy-in, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the big advice? Just go in with the blank face, poker face. It's my first time.
No. You just sit there and
be cool,
be an even keel,
like smooth style, just even keel face.
Are you hosting it?
No, I'm not. I'm a guest. $20 buy-ins, big deal.
You
feel like you're feeling left out right now.
Well, if it's at your house, I'd have been like, damn, man.
You ain't coming to Raleigh, fool.
I'll come to Raleigh.
You scared to come to Raleigh,
I'll come to Raleigh and play poker.
Thad, man, thanks for everything you do for the city, giving back, brother. Thanks for the time coming in here with your family and everything. I know you guys are rolling. Brother, thank you. Congrats, too, on Memphis' all-time leading scorer. We're giving you that in the NBA. Forget Luke Williams.
Yeah, hey, if he wants to claim Memphis, tell him to throw a free camp here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
man.
Come back and
I'll
throw
never
a
see him
camp.
Back except when they were doing the bluff back in the day.
And I had to call him to come.
Man, let him know. You had to call him.
Exactly.
He is Thaddeus Young, Indiana Pacers forward. We love him here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thad, thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. We'll be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I've always managed my money carefully, but it was just one of those months, and I needed some extra cash to cover my bills. AF247.com had my back with a flex loan. I just logged on to apply. An AF247.com representative called me back, walked me through the process, and the money was deposited into my bank account. It was so easy.
The Flex Loan from AF247.com just got a little more flexible with new same-day funding. At AF247.com, you can move cash from your Flex Loan to your bank account in minutes, right from your smartphone. Your time is precious, and you shouldn't spend it standing in line for a cash advance. Same-day funding at AF247.com is the answer to get cash when you need it without the wait. The Flex Loan from AF247.com is not a payday loan. It's an open-end line of credit. You only pay for the money you need and only for the time you need it. There's no lump sum payment. Get the cash you need in minutes at AF247.com. From your Flex Loan to your bank account. Flexibility is good.
Endorsement by paid actors.
The Ram Summer Clearance Event is here and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents, and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event for a great deal and get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us.
Right now, current owners of select light-duty trucks financing at $9,500 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Class-based on light-duty pickups. Visit www.ramtrucks.com/apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple, Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/31/18.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive. And seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/fresh. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, forhims.com/fresh today, and get started for just $5 while supplies last. Visit 4hims.com/fresh right now. 4hims.com/fresh.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Guys, when you feel fresh, you guys know this. You have confidence. You've got the swagger. You're looking crisp. Feel like anything is possible. That's the way it always needs to be, quite frankly. We all know that with Memphis here, that crazy heat and humidity, that'll take away some of that look of swagger, some of that coolness, some of that confidence. Let me tell you how to keep it and not worry about the heat. You just get yourself some Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. We'll keep you feeling so fresh and so clean in this heat, whether you're at a day party, an outdoor festival, or barbecue, one of those places John Martin goes to. You want to make sure you stay fresh like him. Stay fly, all day long. So give Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant a try to beat the Memphis heat and look cool while doing it. Old Spice does it by offering superior sweat protection. Again, don't let the heat beat you. Beat it with Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. It's a perfect wingman to keep you fresh and clean at all the outdoor festivals, day parties, barbecues we've got going on in Memphis all summer long.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
John, don't disrespect the song by dancing like that, please.
You know who you should never disrespect?
Who?
Commercial equipment company.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
Because they're the home of the lawnmower store, and they're officially your newest Exmark dealer in Memphis. And if you're looking for a zero-turn mower with a professional pedigree, the Exmark Quest E series is perfect for you. Get Exmark sales, accessory service, and support from the lawnmower store And, of course, Commercial Equipment Company. The Lawnmower Store also sells and services blowers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and line trimmers. That means you can get everything you need, oil and line for the trimmers. Plus, they can repair and service most any small
John's region. Telling you the business, whether your needs are commercial or residential, doesn't matter, because the Lawnmower Store at CEC has everything you could possibly need. And now they sell X-Mark zero-turn mowers. X-Mark's a mower with a pedigree, perfect for residential and commercial use. You should check out their selection today over at the Lawnmower Store. They're located within the Commercial Equipment Company at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. It's really easy to get to. Take a right off Summer Avenue. They're located right across the street from Putt-Putt. Everybody in town knows where that's at. You can call them up directly at 901-275-8177. Again, that number, 275-8177. It's time to mow. Do it with an X-Mark.
All right, real quick, a couple things. Mark Giannotto's at the Peach Jam, and he tweets the following. One notable development here at Peach Jam that has a lot of behind-the-scenes shoe company and basketball folks talking. James Wiseman's mother.
Oh, okay.
We know her as Dawn Zalay.
This is big news.
Was wearing a
Kentucky sweatshirt,
Puma sweatsuit. Not a Puma sweatsuit.
Your face is hilarious on that.
Jason.
Your boy Bagley's wearing them.
Big Ticket Mom was wearing a Puma sweatsuit.
I can't believe. Damn.
What does it all mean?
Dude, your passion on this is unbelievable.
I can't believe.
Damn. That's Ben obviously very fired up as well.
I don't know if you understand the gravity of this.
I don't. Yeah.
Why
I'm
Mark Giannotto worried about what damn James Wiseman's mom is wearing? That's a bridge too far. Am I right or wrong?
Man, like, he's just trying to tell
you. Why are you looking at James Wiseman? Why are you like, are you Googling, you looking up and down, you know?
Checking out James's
mom.
Oh,
googly eyed.
Man, get off Don Zalay and what she's wearing. I'm talking about Giannotto.
I know.
I'm not talking to you.
Let that woman wear her Puma sweatsuit in peace.
What you doing, baby?
Does this mean James Wiseman's going to be a Puma athlete?
That's the news. It sounds like they've already made their mark on James Wiseman for, what, the 2020 draft?
Well, they're going after all the bigs.
Yep. You see those Pumas, they stick out on Bagley's feet.
Well, they're going to stick out.
Because they've, I mean, I can't tell you what color that is, but it sticks out. I mean, it's something like a little, maybe even a little pink.
Yeah.
You know, they do it. Yeah.
Well, you have to stand out here. You're a Puma, for God's sake. I mean, you can't just blend in.
I didn't sense this much disdain for Puma when we originally talked about Puma signing these guys. You said it looked legit to you.
I'm mostly just...
Especially once they got Jay-Z.
I'm joking around. Like, I found it funny.
Puma?
I found it funny
he
that...
He said it's one of the big developments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like it's...
What? Well, didn't stop. Mark Giannotto does a fantastic job.
I can't believe.
That's Bennett can't believe it.
Can you imagine Jeff Goodman at the Peach Jam? Ladies and gentlemen, we've just received word that James Wiseman's mother's wearing a Puma sweatsuit, according to sources.
She's the mother, in fairness, of the number one prospect in the country.
Yeah,
it's news. I mean, it looks like Puma's making its move.
But he is 2 years away from signing a shoe deal. Or at least he better be.
Mark, just letting you know, Puma's already working.
If Kentucky was a Puma school, I'd be like, oh, man, that's bad news. What else am I supposed to say?
It just means he's going to get paid by Puma when he gets the NBA. I'm not sure why it's a huge development.
Yeah, it's one of the big developments.
Brother, you are not on. Mark Giannotto does a good job. Man.
I know.
You're not going to laugh at
it. I'm not laughing at him. It's the way that the tweet was crafted. It was like, he wrote the one of the big developments here, .. James Wiseman's mother was wearing a Puma sweatsuit.
Well done.
So that's one development. Mark Giannotto also reported.
Is that really the best thing going on over there?
They must be pretty damn boring.
I mean, last night felt big. Yeah, Carey and Wiseman going at it.
If I was James Wiseman, I'd be like, don't you ever look at what my mom is wearing.
Yeah, do not
tweet about what my mom is wearing.
Well, if we're going to pull back the curtain a little bit, they don't like Giannotto.
All right.
To this point. And so Giannotto probably feels he ain't got nothing to lose. Worry about, if she's got on Puma, I'm going to tweet she's got on Puma. Do you see my point?
Because he interviewed James Wiseman at the airport, right? That's where it all stems back from.
Yes.
And that's what the TSSAA used that video against James Wiseman in the eligibility case.
Yes.
Understood. I get it.
So to them, I would imagine Giannotto the enemy.
Well, Giannotto did talk to James Wiseman, though.
They've gotten over it.
And apparently they've patched it up because
great.
James Wiseman told him.
Ben and you are on a roll back there, bro.
He's
having a good day.
He had him a non-Papa John's little microwave pizza.
He got that little bread pizza in him. He's ready to go finish this strong. Run through the tape.
I need you to eat a Lean Cuisine pizza before every show. Okay?
Okay.
It puts you in a good frame of mind.
Lean Cuisine and the sack lunch.
Exactly. Every day. He lives up to sack lunch. He really lives that.
He does.
But he said, according to Mark Giannotto, James Wiseman's going to release his top eight after the Peach Jam.
I thought it was top 18?
Top eight.
Oh,
going to feel like a top 18.
Same thing.
I'll be looking for whether Florida State makes this list. And if they don't, oh, you'd have no idea what's coming. I'm launching Fury down to Tallahassee. I'm tweeting Florida State basketball if they don't make this list.
Let's just get to the bottom of this right now. What do you have against Leonard Hamilton?
I don't have it. I just think it was stupid.
What do you have against
him? It's just stupid to waste your time like that. You don't have any Florida bigs you can offer?
Clearly five other schools at least have offered James Wiseman as well. Is it a waste of time
Kansas,
for all of them?
Kansas, Carolina, you know what I mean? Like the Blue Bloods. If you are not a Blue Blood, you are wasting your time. And even if you're a Blue Blood, you're really wasting your time if your name's not Kentucky or Memphis. But still, like, if Florida State is not on this
list. I understand wasting your time. I've made the point.
Fury.
Wasting your time in recruiting can be dangerous. But that said, I don't understand your outrage about Florida State doing
it. I have the same outrage about Florida State basketball that I do Puma. Okay? I just don't get either one of them.
Okay.
I don't understand them. And I think that's where it comes from. It's just a matter of not really understanding why either exists.
Well, Puma's in this to win it looks like.
They are. I will give them credit, man. I mean,
Jay-Z not playing.
There's one more besides Ayton and Bagley, right? Didn't they get one other guy?
Yeah, Zaire.
Zaire Smith, that's right. Okay.
I think they got one more, though.
Did they get one more?
Yeah.
They went after Trae Young, but they didn't get
him. I thought there was one more, though. Could be wrong.
But there'll be a player, it sounds like, going forward, including
Puma.
James.
Working on Don Zalay.
More importantly, Mark Giannotto sees you working on James Wiseman and Don Zalay.
Mark always watching. We got to find out what happens with him in the CA and the Daily.
Look, I'm going to need to find out exactly what the sweatsuit looked like. I mean, you can't tell me that Don Zalay was wearing a sweatsuit, then you don't give me a picture of it.
Well, he had the same issue last night, and people told him. He tweeted about, okay, Penny's staff sitting right next to Kentucky staff. We talked about this in the opening of the show. We start off today at 11 o'clock. He tweeted about it. Well, dude, when you're at Peach Jam, bro, the people that are reading your tweet, they need pictures, bro.
Because they don't know what it looks like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, you can basically just be at the Peach Jam, just tweet out pictures.
Exactly.
That's what the folks want. That's what you do.
I posted a picture of Penny and Mike sitting next to each other with foams on.
There you go.
Hell of a photo.
Blows up, right?
Hell of a photo.
Yeah.
Telling you.
That was a little blurry.
It was a little blurry, but I still won awards. All right, we'll come back. Wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Three easy steps for your $1,000 reward. One, download the Radio.com app for free. Two, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the Radio.com app. Three, listen at the top of every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and win $1,000 an hour. Starting Monday, it's simple. Radio.com cash, just for favoriting, listening, and winning. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Before I was Queen Latifah, it was always my parents' dream for me to go to college. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is that I never finished. I'm sure they would have traded any of my walks down the red carpet to see me walk in a cap and gown. My mom always told me education is the key to unlocking your dreams. That's the kind of belief Strayer has in each and every student. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And that's what makes every class, every exam, all the hard work, and every diploma more rewarding. It makes us all proud. I tell every Strayer student I meet the same thing. Life has its peaks and valleys. It's all about how you handle yourself through those valleys. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of school, or if you're the first in your family to go to college, if you took time off to raise your kids, or if you're in one career but hear another calling. Get started. You can. Let's get it together at Strayer University. Go to strayer.edu to learn more.
Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
So as you guys know, in my house, we have a lot of technology. And that technology depends on the internet, whether it's a PlayStation 4 or a Nintendo Switch or a PC or whatever the case may be. We're millennials and we have a lot of technology, and they all rely on fast working, reliable internet. And as more devices get added and each of those devices becomes capable of doing more complicated things, even we as millennials need a way to simplify. And that's why we created and why Xfinity created XFi. It's a new Wi-Fi experience that provides insight into how your home network and the devices that connect to it perform. It's included for millions of Xfinity Internet customers, and there's a lot you can do with it. For example, change your Wi-Fi network name so it's not so generic. If you're a creative type, you can change it. Very easy. If you forget your password to that Wi-Fi network, all you have to do is speak it to your Xfinity voice remote and say Wi-Fi. You'll get it just like that, in addition to, of course, offering some of the highest speeds in the market. So get started. Call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
What do you do if you want a larger diamond, but it may not be in the budget?
I don't know, Howie, from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
You put a halo on it. A lot of times, if you put a halo around the center diamond, it makes the diamond look bigger and brighter, and that's the whole idea of the engagement ring.
And that's exactly why everybody comes to see you at Robert Irwin Jewelers for the Summer of 1,000 Engagements.
And if you get in today, you're going to save 20 to 40% off, and if you spend $1,500 or more, you're going to get a free mini vacation for two and free financing.
For convenient locations or online, rijewelers.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you're probably doing O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, they promise that you'll get better parts, better prices every day. They've got the parts you need to get the job done right. Their stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices in Irvine. And their friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything they do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, everybody, the bottom line.
All right, if you live in Memphis, you understand that there is no hotter place than Memphis in July and August. It's just a thick, muggy, cut the air with a machete kind of heat where even the, and I want you to sort of visualize this, Jason, where even the Mississippi River just looks like it's about ready to boil over. Well, that's everywhere except Audubon Indoor Speedway and events where you can drive Italian-made pro karts that reach up to 50 miles an hour, Jason, in AC Bliss.
Hey, and on Monday through Thursday, that's 4 days a week for your folks bad in math. You can get one free race for every two that you purchase. Again, for those bad in math, that's a good deal. While everyone else is sitting and sweating in this Memphis heat, you're moving and chilling, and you're just thrilling. Beating John Martin out at Audubon Indoor Speedway and events. Fast, fun, and cool.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. One thing that we have not talked about enough is Antonio Anderson joined the show. Of course, former Tiger, one of the two winningest players in history of the Memphis basketball program, and said he wants to fight and sue the NCAA to get the wins back. He says he fought for those wins, and those wins define him. He's not an NBA player. He's just an average guy now, he says. Those are his words. And those wins help sort of give him an identity. And the fact that they were vacated, at least that last season, you know, he wants them back.
Yeah, it means something to him. And, you know, we know Tone didn't go on and have, you know, great. But to hear him say it, it kind of highlighted it, right? That's my legacy. That's kind of me. Those were my best years, you know what I mean? And yep. I put a lot into those being my best years. So to hear, you could hear the passion in his voice. Like, this ain't just, hey, Louisville's doing it, so let's try it too. This is, man, I think we got a better case than Louisville. We've had him on, John, sitting right here in this seat, and he's told us he despises the NCAA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why not fight it? Why not go for it? I know there's some, you know, we've had a couple of listeners tweeted us. I don't know that they're lawyers, but tweeted us, what about statute of limitations, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I have no idea right now, y'all. We're just getting started
in
this.
Is there a statute of limitations on something like this?
It's been 10 years, too. It doesn't seem like that's a long time, you know, statute of limitations.
I don't know.
So I will plead ignorance to that. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We don't know yet, but surely there's some attorneys in Memphis that do that heard Tone, and I hope that
absolutely
we can at least find out if this is possible, something that you can pursue. Why would we not want to? What do you got to lose?
I mean, nothing.
Nothing.
I mean,
zero. Go for it.
And as we've talked about.
And we know Memphis got jobbed in this.
That's the thing. Is like, you look back at the facts of that case, and, you know, retroactively, first ruling Derrick Rose eligible, and then after the fact, retroactively ruling him ineligible.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to do that once
you've cleared him in the clearinghouse. And stamping that ruling with the phrase strict liability.
Yeah. And where,
what the hell? We still don't know what the hell that even means.
Right. And where's the smoking gun on Derek?
Right.
You don't have one of those either.
Now, listen, as somebody points out, are you really going to get Derek Rose to sign or testify? Like, is he really going to want to go do that?
Oh, I wonder about that.
Yeah, like, and if he doesn't do that, and if Coach Cal doesn't do that, you know, then that's a totally different story there. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell me that the NCAA ever had enough proof, because the burden of proof should have been on the NCAA.
Exactly, John.
And they never had any of substance, and yet they still ruled.
I hope this gets off the ground, John. I hope I'd love to do anything we can to support it.
Absolutely.
Because you got nothing to lose. Why not?
If you're interested, reach out to either Jason or I. You know how you can get us if you want to help Antonio Anderson in that fight. All right, that's going to do it for us today.
Sure.
As always, the Jason John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Thad Young. Thanks to Antonio Anderson. Thanks to Eric Musselman. And thanks to you. That's going to do it for us today. Eric Hastein is up next. Real quick, Jeffrey Wright is just a damn warrior.
Warrior.
I mean, he is
respect
putting together.
This guy's hosting 10 shows a day.
One hell of an effort here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Are you up for the challenge? Then come to FedEx Forum on Saturday, July 28th, and help AARP Foundation and local volunteers pack 500,000 meals for struggling seniors in Memphis. They could really use your help. Sign up today at mealpackchallenge.org. Participating students will be eligible for service hours. The Meal Pack Challenge is made possible by the AARP credit card from Chase and brought to you by AARP Foundation. It's amazing the difference a meal can make. Sign up at mealpackchallenge.org.
Summer will be gone fast, but IKEA's last chance offers will be gone even faster. Huge savings in-store only, like $200 off Lance Grover brown leather sofas and over $200 off matching love seats. Plus, save $99 on Tomas White entertainment units and get $60 off Airco Black armchairs. All that and many other offers in-store. So hurry into IKEA, because these last chance offers won't last long. Offers valid in U.S. stores only starting on July 8th while supplies last. Exclusions may apply. See IKEA.com for details. All textiles imported. Some products require assembly.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it.
A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Before your future Heisman takes the football field, make sure they're protected with properly fitted equipment and apparel from All American Sporting Goods. They're the only place in Memphis offering the service for your football player. And proper fit is important for protection and good play on the field. Plan on trying on what you purchase. All American takes the time to make sure your athlete has a personal helmet fitting, the correct size shoulder pads for his frame, pants that fit, the hottest cleats, accessories, and more. They'll teach your athlete how to wear it and take care of it. Visit All American Sporting Goods and find all the top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Schutt, Douglas, Wilson, and Rawlings. And get all of these brands at the team price. Shop local with the experts that have been fitting peewees to pros for 50 years. Protection comes with a proper fit at All American Sporting Goods. 3230 Summer Avenue. Give them a call at 324-3783 or visit on Facebook and allamericaninc.com.
Main Event is your summertime fun destination. And for a limited time, get your Play All Day Summer Fun Pass for just $18.95. Put your skills to the test with bowling, billiards, laser tag, and more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.